The Deepwater Horizon blowout of 2010 marked the first time that chemical dispersants were injected into an oil spill underwater. Now, a report from government scientists finds remarkably few ill effects from these chemicals. That has heightened concerns of several native groups and others who have been pushing for tighter regulation of dispersants. APRN's Steve Heimel reports that there are still many unanswered questions about what dispersants might do in Arctic waters.
The lead author of the government report, Dr. Jane Lubchenco, the head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, was a key advisor to Environmental Protection Agency head Lisa Jackson when she made the decision shortly after the blowout to allow them to use dispersants underwater.
And it was our judgment that use of dispersants would help the oil be naturally biodegraded more rapidly, and that certainly seems to have been the case.
Nearly 2 million gallons of dispersants, mostly Corexit, were used on the spill, close to half of it underwater, while the oil and gas was gushing out of the wellhead and broken pipe a mile deep in the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The result was a sort of undersea fog of droplets of oil mixed with Corexit. Then, just months later, scientists couldn't find the fog, and there's some evidence that oil-eating microorganisms ate it. Depending on which scientist you talk to, it's either gone or it made its way to the bottom and is still percolating through the food chain. The report admits we just don't know yet. But what if a spill happened in cold Arctic waters? Would dispersants do the same thing? That's a question everybody wants the answer to. The industry has just begun research to try to get answers. Cheryl Rosa is deputy director of the Arctic Research Commission, which recently issued a set of recommendations for what needs to be done to improve Arctic oil spill response capability.
The amount of dispersant that was applied in Deepwater Horizon was unprecedented. I mean, it was basically the world supply, from what I understand. And we need to be extremely well informed with respect to the Arctic about how that's going to work. If they get applied, what the toxicity issues are, what the community concerns should be, and hopefully this new research will start to get at some of those questions.
Jane Lubchenco and the co-authors of the Deepwater Horizon Science Report talk about a public perception problem about the safety of seafood from the Gulf of Mexico. The government had a series of fisheries closures near the spill site and within a year reopened all the fisheries. Lubchenco says the evidence for contamination just never showed up.
We did learn a lot about that and discovered that, in fact, the fishes in particular, we were not able to find levels of dispersants in them after they had been, swimming around in the ocean for a while.
She was quick to add that shellfish would not metabolize the chemicals as fast as finfish. And she went on to say that any adverse effects that might have been found from dispersants would not have been included in her report because such damages are still the subject of litigation.
Our papers don't talk about consequences of dispersants because we don't know that yet, and the information that might be in hand may be part of the legal proceedings.
There is evidence on the record that oil mixed with dispersants can be more toxic than oil on its own, particularly to larvae of marine life. And along the northern shores of Alaska, with their biologically rich lagoons, Cheryl Rosa says the questions about what such mixes could do are critically in need of answers.
Basically, dispersants get applied, drive oil into the water column where it is broken down into organic parts and pieces. They're trying to figure out what the consequences of wide-scale dispersant use are. And that's a work in progress as far as I can tell. And as far as the Arctic goes, yeah, I think that question is still very open and something that's in need of research.
In August of this year, Earth Justice and other environmental organizations sued EPA to force tighter regulation of dispersants. Then last month, a number of scientists and doctors joined several Alaska Native organizations in petitioning the EPA to ban Corexit or any other dispersant of undisclosed composition. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.